Waiting is part of everyday life. In line at the grocery store, the traffic light, or even waiting for God to answer prayer. Welcome to Transform Through Truth with Cheryl Giesbrecht. Much of our time is spent waiting. My friend Irma says, we spend most of our lives in God's waiting room. And when we wait, the choice is ours about how we wait. There are times when the one thing we want is the one thing we don't get. What if the request is delayed or even denied? How should we wait on God's answers? Psalm 46:10 says, be still and know that I'm God. This is one of the most hardest things to do, to be still and to wait. How will you wait? Will you be impatient and anxious or prayerful? When we see our waiting is ordained by God with His plan in mind, it's easier to do it. King Hezekiah got a letter one day that said his kingdom would be destroyed. He laid the letter out before God and prayed Isaiah 37:20, O Lord our God, rescue us from this power. Then all the kingdoms of the earth will know that you alone are God. Because the king waited faithfully in prayer, God answered. And the king got a message through the prophet Isaiah. Because you prayed, I will defend this city and protect it. How will God find you waiting? Mark 11:24 says, I tell you, whatever you ask for in prayer, believe that you have received it and it will be yours. Let's pray. Father, thank you for helping me wait on you by faith. Help me to believe and be prayerful, thankful, and faithful. I praise you. In Jesus' name, amen.
Thanks for joining author and speaker Cheryl Giesbrecht for Transform Through Truth. Do you need prayer or free resources? Or would you like to order Cheryl Giesbrecht's new devotional book, Experiencing God Through His Names? Then go to FromAshesToBeauty.com.